This is Football Heritage.
Hello everyone.
Why do you see it like that?
Yeah, I'm trying to be normal. I beg. I'm old now. I've gone ancient since the last time we recorded. It's been that long.
See, we as football fans need to come together and see that August international break.
We stand in a circle and lock hands around the airport, the players cannot travel.
That's true.
There's another one in a month.
Wait. FIFA needs to stop. What's this?
It hurts so much. Team might be in the peak of their form. Now fight for Brazil.
The really good thing that came out of this international break is Fred did not play.
And there's the shit that happened with Brazil and Argentina. The Brazilian players didn't go.
They went.
Oh, there's no, some
Argentine,
that didn't
Argentine
go.
Players.
The Brazilian players in England didn't go
because their clubs didn't let them. The Argentine players went.
They wanted to sneak into Brazil.
Play ball? Let me get this straight. Four Premier League players that all played for their club on Sunday decided to come into Brazil
and
on
lie.
Tuesday and lie that they have not been in England.
I'm not. We saw you.
No, that's not even that. The person will let them enter. So, in the 2 billion people in the world that watch football, ain't no day inside.
My brother, it was comical. And they waited till they were on the pitch. The health officials came out and said, I did not watch a single international game. One, I hear that Timo Werner scored.
And
so that was good.
And
missed sitters. Not a very.
Lukaku got 100.
Lukaku got 100 goals. That was great.
No,
Ronaldo beat Ali Gay's record. Messi also became the highest scorer in South America. So it was a very active. Even if you're not watching, you're following on social media and you're just seeing records being broken, being set. Homo. We'll have a dialogue about certain things that need to be talked about. But welcome to the latest episode of Inagba.
And we have just by hearing our voice, you know it. The Premier League is back.
We're not going to rush. We're not going to rush to the things. We'll start where we are supposed to start, with the small club rivalries.
So Arsenal know
Arsenal know it.
I mean, it is only fair. We start from the bottom.
Yeah.
We start relegation.
That was a very heavy battle at the bottom of the table.
I mean, it was great. Arsenal finally scoring.
Heavy game for them. Wasn't easy.
VAR almost said no. That's not a good. You can see Oba with tears
Did you see Norwich Twitter comparing Pookie and Abogle? Ah, God, I'm so sorry.
Yeah, for me, I believe, what is this thing with Norwich? They just go down, come back, collect the TV money, go back again,
take the piss, come back, collect some money.
If Arsenal is beating you at this point, something is wrong.
Nothing is wrong. Arsenal is meant to beat them. The killer is Arsenal beat them only 1-0. That's what blows my mind. But Shaolin football had a great, sorry for the racism, Shaolin Soccer had a good debut, I'm hearing. I didn't watch it.
Yeah, he kept a clean sheet.
We haven't brought an a legit Arsenal fan.
They're
hiding, but they're there. I know them. In my life, I can call five.
Baddy Samboy.
Baddy Samboy, Sat.
We had Baddy
Samboy. Yeah, we should give them a chance to complain.
I feel so.
Okay, don't worry, we'll make it happen. It's not like we're doing anything. Some of us have education, but it's not that serious.
Nah.
It's that serious. I'm dying. Please, if you see me, just squeeze 1K in my hand. Thanks. Arsenal, 1-0. So, yeah, we thank God for them.
At least their goal difference has gone from -9
to -8.
It's progress.
Growth.
Trust the process.
Break. This nigga is not leaving. Ateta can never leave.
Ateta is dead. There's nothing.
Edu said that they don't care as long as they see growth. Is he Is it remedial class? What do you think this?
God. Odegaard say he wants to win the Premier League and Champions League.
William said it too.
You are not even in the conference, bro.
I don't know what they are telling them there. Maybe there is a plan. Maybe they have Babalawo that can see the future. So there's something that these Arsenal people are seeing that we're not seeing. Because William too, I'm sure when they signed him, they took him to the Babalawo's office. Because there has to be...
Need to sack that man. Need to sack him.
Keep carrying young boys, wasting their primes in your club.
Look at prime Odegaard baller.
He's not prime. Odegaard is exactly where he's supposed to be. Not too good, but not that bad either. He's so very strongly made. That's not... Which is weird because like when Madrid bought him, it's like, yeah, they did the whole Lion King.
He was the best 15-year-old then.
Yeah, Martin Odegaard is good. There was Halilovic at Barcelona as well.
Where are these boys? At least Odegaard.
We know where Odegaard is. Halilovic is somewhere in Spain, I hope. Probably. Maybe has gone home to Norway. We could just check though. We don't have time. Anyway, so that happened with Arsenal. So we moved to
moving up
the next game. Oddson, Edward put Son and Spurs to the sword. Crystal Palace beat Tottenham. And somebody and everybody has just been pointing out that Tottenham have not been playing particularly good. But I don't get it. You cannot chalk down a good Palace performance to Spurs not playing well.
Halilovic is at Reading, bro.
Reading. Are you sure it's the real Halilovic? Sorry, guys.
Alan Halilovic.
Is him? Hey, such food. You don't have future here. You can tell that you don't.
Can never.
You can
make
never
it.
Make it in Barcelona. You can never make it. It's not a dinner man serving dinner to the students, at least.
At least, at, in the way, seven.
He's wearing ball. You get. Please, where were we? Spurs. Did you watch that game?
No, I just saw.
Why are we not watching football?
Why are you watching Spurs?
We are a football pod.
I watched other games. I watched the Madrid game. I watched the United game. I watched the City game, which is ironically the same time as the United. You should have seen me at the stream one, the Luke TV.
The City game was mid. 1-0.
1-0.
But then it's Leicester, so like it will be like...
Leicester are not going to give you...
Yeah, these are the more difficult opponents that you're going to face. Sometimes, do you think it's better to have a difficult run of fixtures and then just... be able to beat everybody from December, from October to you are facing the big boys again?
Yes, or I would like that. Just hold it, run through the big boys, just 1-1 draw, 2-2 draw, 1-0 victories. Then when you catch these small boys, I want to be seeing 9-0.
So that's how you win the day. You wipe this, you beat
when
the ones
you catch these small
beat
ones,
the ones you can beat, and then you just figure out the remaining matches. Chelsea has Spurs and City coming next. So those are our next two fixtures. But after that, we faced Arsenal, Liverpool, Spurs, City. It's only be United that can stop me.
That's the thing.
Everybody is going to get cooked.
We don't face any serious run of games. It is only October. After October, I saw our run of fixtures from November is Norwich. Norwich, Aston Villa, Burnley. Basically, like the boys that normally they will stress you, but now.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Anyway, please, Spurs. I don't know where they played, but I do know that by virtue. No, I mean, like, by virtue of Conor Gallagher watch, I'm a witness to the game. I heard that he had a very good game.
Yeah, Conor Gallagher had a good game.
I heard Maguire had a good game as well.
See, there's something we need to understand about this current Spurs. This is not Mourinho's Spurs. It's Nuno. So, Nuno is always going to set up defensively. Nuno doesn't know how to attack.
Like, that's not true.
There's no attacking structure. Look at him at Wolves. His attack was very simple. Everybody defend, leave Jimenez and Adama up front.
Jimenez, Adama, Podence.
So they launch the ball.
There's another boy now. Other than
Jimenez. They can only play three up front.
Jimenez, Adama, Podence. There's one more. What's his name?
Yes. Will kill you.
Yes, fuck you. I was trying to pretend like I don't know his
name. Pedro Neto always comes on for this guy, for Podence. or they bring him in the number 10 role. But like the way this man set up, he just keeps these people up front. They launch the ball. Jimenez is going to control it in the air, give it to one of these men. They go dribble two players, cross, Jimenez, go. That's it.
Okay. Well, that's what you think. I don't agree, but because I know that like Wolves did set up defensively. Because Wolves used to play back five, basically.
You know, like, this is the first time, this is the first game that they are conceding this season. Mm-hmm. Suppose.
And they considered and they just cooked them from there.
Yeah. Otto Medwa came off the bench 2 minutes.
Like, this nigga, Indomie from 80. Everything he scored is at the tail end. Were they in the lead?
No.
They were losing 1-0. And then Otto Medwa came on and scored to Wilfred Zaha, Otto Medwa, Crystal Palace. We're not going to linger, but Crystal Palace. We're under Vieira. I don't know if he has the ideas to... I don't know if he has the ideas to coach like the lot that he has on his hand. But it's Maguire in defense. Joachim Anderson. Hudson Edward at 9. With Zaha, eternal.
Anyway,
eternal average bowler. Iberi is a Michael Olise. I know that we've not yet watched him, but the two players that I want Nigeria to call next, Michael Olise, Noni Madueke at PSV, and I mean they already called Terem, so we're cooking. We'll talk about Terem when we get to Europe. Let's finish with England.
I need Noni Madueke. I want to see how the people in Cape Verde will react to Noni Madueke running at them.
We got kids. Africa, we'll discuss African Nations Cup. It's coming,
it's
right?
Coming.
It's coming.
It's cooking.
We're going to have a whole Nations Cup era. It's going to be mad fun. And the Nations Cup bowl is insane. We'll talk about this.
If you're not African, I'm sorry. Like, if you're African, Nations Cup bowl is just...
You know what we're talking about. Anyway, where do we stop? Spurs. So up next, the next game, the next important game after the City game was the United game.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm gonna let you talk. So you know, said don't let you talk. Tapping God is back.
Yes, the tapping. I swear, I was watching the game.
It's great to have him on your team, though.
Like, I was watching the game, and you saw me. I was talking to Spillion, mm-hmm. and I said, "I want his first goal to be a penalty or a tapping so bad. I don't need any of that
one, two, three, tap, go,
tapping."
Right, that's you go pain. I'm just trying to imagine Ronaldo score against Chelsea. No matter the stadium, those brothers are shouting. I buy the cast. I see to cheer. Only you can save us from this
guy. And like the first 30
the
minutes,
game
of
itself
the game,
was good. Man.
The first 30 minutes of the game, like you could tell that like social tactics, social team talk before their game was Viva Ronaldo. And like he just called the lineup.
The setup was cold though. It was yeah,
this man said
it was Wan-Bissaka, Varane, Maguire, Shaw,
mm-hmm.
Matic, brought back Matic. Like, bro,
enough.
Matic,
come and play.
Because like the amount of attacking that those boys are about to do, you need somebody to stand there. Bro, Matic and Pogba.
Matic, Pogba,
and Bruno on top of them.
Sancho,
Greenwood, Viva Ronaldo.
He set them up and said, "Okay, boys, Viva Ronaldo.
Have fun. Let's get it done."
And for the first 30 minutes, we're not putting the ball on the ground. This boy, like, it was just simple.
Bruno Hero.
Carry the ball.
Bruno Hero ball is suddenly a logical tactic. Like, just do it, bro. I thank God he wasn't younger. I thank God he's not a younger runner. I mean, this old one is still evil. But,
2 goals,
honestly, bro, I spent the whole of, like, the weekend saying, fuck, they actually got Ronaldo back, man. Like, I would just be like, nah, bro, this is not even fair. Like, I'm not saying that you people are about to, I believe you're going to win the league. Of course, because Ronaldo.
Okay. But,
I'm not like, Lee
Grant was saying that like, Ronaldo has affected everybody in the team.
It's not understanding the genuinely.
Pogba is like, I should sign a new contract.
And we can fucking win. Like, that's insane.
Lee Grant was saying that like, it's not even like on the pitch. It's affecting the players themselves.
They're
so,
excited.
Like, on Fridays before games, the players have like dessert after their meals. And so, like, at the club hotel, they set up dessert. There's apple pie, there's brownies, and everybody's just waiting and looking at Ronaldo.
Waiting Ronaldo to chop. Man, I'm going to chop too much.
And like, Ronaldo didn't have dessert, so nobody had dessert.
Man, I'm going to chop too much. Oh, God.
Everybody was just looking at Ronaldo's plate.
God forbid.
Like, the whole team initiation process where you have to sing, they got Sancho to sing, and it was Ronaldo's turn. And he just gave them a speech instead.
I'm screaming.
Yeah,
like, and now that we are here to win, I believe we can challenge.
You say we have a great team. We should be winning the Premier League.
I don't like what it means for you people. Because it's Cristiano Ronaldo.
This boy said, yeah, just give me the ball. And like you could see the way he was not playing like the fox in the box that we thought he was going to play. Guy, Ronaldo was coming into midfield, collecting the ball and giving it to Bruno and running inside. Like, look at where he got. Like, look at where he.
I also think that like the only team that like could have brought this out of him, as in this level of excitement, the energy. I only think that he goes to a city. It's just okay. Yeah. Let's just make this check, bro. Like, it's Pep. We can fucking win something. I'ma be in the box. Just figure it out.
And now, like you can tell that when he did that shoe, like the first shoe. The stadium.
Yeah, I heard.
Like everybody, like he just ran and he was like.
Even Sancho was following to shout to you. He's your teammate. He's not. You're not a fan. He's your teammate.
Yeah,
Cristiano Ronaldo is Gagantan.
He's that man.
I'm excited about what it means for England.
Even
I'm worried.
Lingard is scoring, bro.
Jaylings, see, you underestimate Lings. I know
Jaylings
my boy.
Came off the bench.
No
like,
more Lingard slander from me ever. I told you. Now.
I've never slandered him.
Oh, shut the fuck up, boy.
I've never slandered
That's
him.
Not on the pod. I've never slandered him on the pod. Don't be lying.
But for, like, apart from that, look at the way we are playing. Pogba, 2 assists.
Pogba has 7 in 4 games.
And he's like, yeah, I'm not done.
The record is 20, yeah?
Like, he needs to get... Yeah, he needs to...
At this rate of progression, 1 assist a game. One assist a game.
And the boy doesn't look.
Let's assume that he doesn't do that in 5 games. Like he doesn't assist in 7 games. 7 games. 7 straight games. He doesn't assist.
He has
34
games.
He has 34 more games. No. We've done 4 now.
Take away 7. He has 27.
That's 27 assists to add to the 7 he has. Like, that's 1 a game. Not that, and he's mad enough that he's been doing 2.
Somebody did 4.
It's impressive. I will not lie. I'm never going to admit this anywhere else ever. If you catch me on, even I will deny this. That I've said it here, sir. But I'm actually impressed. But it's just one, like, it's two, three training sessions.
Yeah. And like,
three training sessions.
You can tell, like,
and
the
one box, game.
The wing box are yet to have that connection. Guy, I was shook to my bones. When the soccer will carry the ball and look inside the box and cross. I'm like, wait, you can cross?
That's all. Like, now he knows that the person
see,
in the box.
See, there's somebody in the box. Luke Shaw could not stop crossing. Like, once you give Luke Shaw 2 meters, he don't cross ball. And like, you could see Ronaldo telling them, good one, good one. And like, Pogba was in midfield and finding Ronaldo in the box.
No, there's something about his presence in the box that gives you that. I wanted to see how like he'll link up with the rest of the team, and it's looking good. Yeah. And not to talk of like Jadon Sancho, that's been slowly growing to hopefully. I hate him, but I hate that he had to go to United. Like, I need Pogba. Sam said it. I need Pogba to leave this club so I can love him properly. Like, see, as long as Pogba is in United, I'm always going to be one eye like, oh, fuck. He doing good, though. But I'm sorry. I can't root for him. I'm so sorry. But I do want him to prove all the ops wrong, and he's doing that, so that's good. Next game. You know why we are here. I let you finish. My gunman. You people will respect my gunman. Hello. Hi.
How many did see Ronaldo score?
That's again? Literally what happened. Like, he scored two.
And they come.
Fair enough. Say less. Ah, oh, man.
Lukaku and Ronaldo are about to give Kane a run for his money. Kane
none of that comfortable golden boots. Only Salah chasing you. Oh, yeah, let's see.
Man. They brought the 2 goal scorers from Italy. Lukaku is saying, that thing you did last season, boss.
Bro, there's a lot of things I want to talk about in the Chelsea game. Saul had a
stinker.
He tweeted about, welcome to England, Saul Niguas, Miguel. beyond Negres. That nigga was trying to sell us. That's clearly the name of the episode. Remember?
Be your own niggas.
The number of times he passed to us, something like, try again. Maybe you guys can score this time. I'm not saying this thing like joke. Like so I would hold the ball, turn, dribble one person, pass to only one kid. I'm like, ah. By halftime, I thought maybe they would just shout at him. To just say, no.
Come on,
remove
sir.
That brother from the pitch. It was very impressive.
So Kovacic can score. He can assist.
Boy, do you know that this thing is not a goal drought? A goal drought is when you score and then you don't score again. This is literally Kovacic's first goal in 70 games in Stamford Bridge, bro. And it needed to be like a gift. Why is Kovacic holding the ball outside the box? You're not expecting him to shoot and score, which is funny because the two times that he scored for Chelsea, which was against Valencia and against Everton in the same week, it were two outside box shots. And then he just said, yeah, now that you people have seen that I can do that, I'm never going to do it again. And he never, like, he hold the ball and you're like, is it again? No, it was not. Which is what Saul brings. Somebody that can, you know, do a thing from outside. But then, with the removal of Saul from the game and the introduction of Jorginho, I hope the streets can see. The streets, even Villa's coach saw it. I'm tired of defending excellence. I don't need to defend it again. People can see how important he is to the way we play and how he makes us tick. It's, hey, you give me the ball. Turn. Take. Give me ball. Play me, I play you. That's how we play ball. Tapping the game was suddenly, because in the first half, we basically played with one midfielder. You will not notice because it was basically Kovacic harnessing all his potential.
But yeah, like, now that you say that, I'm telling you that, like, so we scored our fourth goal when Van der Beek came on the pitch.
Mm.
And, like, our third and fourth goals, no. Who scored the third? Bruno. But, like, the fourth goal came from Van der Beek.
You don't even be talking about Bruno anymore. Like, that's great. Good job, Bruno.
Like, Pogba gets the ball. And he drives inside. You know, Pogba will expose the ball and you feel you have it. Then he just bring out his octopus legs. Like, he just stretched his leg, gave the ball to, was it Matic? And then they give the ball to Van de Beek. Van de Beek, you know, he doesn't take more than two touches. Give the ball to Van de Beek, one touch to Pogba. Pogba fakes, gives it to Marshall. Marshall opens leg, leader controls the ball, it's a goal. And I'm like, look at that Van de Beek run. Like, Van de Beek just gets the ball. Like, there's two people on him, and he's rendered them useless at that point. Because everybody expects him to get it and advance into the box. That's what Jorginho does. Jorginho keeps the play going. That's the same thing.
Four things I want to discuss about the game. First of all, Marcus Alonso refused to give the re-captain Amber.
Say no.
That's your last game. That's the last time. I'm just saying, Don Marco, I love you. Yeah, never. He really adjusted it and wore it well. That's not important. Kovacic broke the lines, bro. The first goal, he dribbles three people. 1, 2, 3, comes out. And then I look at, like, every possible pass. And Chelsea players don't make that pass normally. Like, it's not the first thing in their minds. They would much rather recycle. Bro, he shaved the ball off Douglas Luiz. Like, that's how much then Lukaku gets into the box. Hard work. If he shoots on his left, he can't score. He might. Like, he's not as assured. If it's Emiliano Martinez, it's not a goal. But it's still whoever the fuck that is. And, like, he's left-footed. Konsa thinks he's going to shoot. So Konsa comes. And then he just... the guy slid out. That's the third defender that's fallen since Lukaku came. You people need to stand up and eat that book.
Varane is coming.
All right, now. You think it's only him? Everybody would, so you'll see him. But strength is important when you want to handle Lukaku. Like, Mings kind of had him on lock for most of the game. But the problem is that, even in that, Lukaku still gave Mings a hard time to the point that Mings misplaced pass for Kovacic to score. So, anyway, so it's the goal. Cut in on his right, score, turn, deep. Kovacic scores 2-0. We are okay at this point. Villa come out. To come and play because they have absolutely nothing to lose, and it's looking like they had that many 11 corners to our 4.
Edouard Mendy. Yeah,
Edouard Mendy.
Like, there was one that they don't.
I'm going to start giving Edouard Mendy best goalkeeper shouts. That's what I'm going to start doing. We are going to discuss Edouard Mendy one day here. Are you people will tell me why them test again and Neuer and others that have not seen do anything since 19 Bushers are better than Champions League Mendy. You will explain. You will explain why you rate. Oh, God. What is the goalkeeper's primary job?
Save balls,
right? Save balls. Mm-hmm. Moving on.
No, this is the same thing people are saying. What's the defender's? What is the right back's primary job?
Defend. It's not the same thing.
No.
It's not the same thing. It's not the same thing in that you're expected to have some footballing ability.
Yeah, you see, Wan-Bissaka doesn't have footballing ability.
You never heard that from me. I'm not going to say that. I'm going to say it, but I'm not going to say it. Like, he doesn't have as much as the others. So, in terms of like competition for places in, say, an England, he's going to lose out to
them. How about you just go and play AFCON
with DR Congo? Enjoy AFCON ball, bro. It's great.
I promise you, I don't feel like giving you. AFCON ball be sweet.
That's it. I'm telling Hotinode, come to Ghana.
He already changed.
Come and play AFCON ball.
Come and play AFCON.
Are you sure he did that? I didn't hear that.
He switched allegiance to Ghana.
I hope so. Come and play AFCON ball. What's my ball? Zaha. Come and play AFCON ball. Nico Pepe. AFCON ball.
Salah.
AFCON ball.
Don't die.
Mofi Terre. AFCON ball. Let's fucking go.
Are you saying AFCON?
Superstars.
Did
they qualify? The Gabon qualify. You never know with that his country that's wearing Brazil jersey. Anyway.
I'm not kidding. They call themselves the Brazilians.
Anyway, here's what happened with the last goal. We literally make about 36 passes to make it happen. Villa are pressing. The ball goes all the way back to Trevor Chalobah, Mendy, Rudiger. Rudiger straight down to Kovacic. Kovacic to Jorginho. Jorginho to Ziyech. Ziyech turns around. In that time, they've moved Villa's entire team, their whole shape, to the right side of the pitch with like the movement of the ball. So Villa are pressing the ball. Everybody is subconsciously drawn to where the ball is. And then by the time the ball comes to Ziyech, it's Ziyech a midfielder. Ziyech turns around. Aspilicueta is just running up the pitch. Aspilicueta gets the ball. The difference between Aspi and Odoi is that you would think that Odoi would do that because Odoi is an attacking player. But he doesn't. Odoi might want to drive to the byline with that ball because...
He must take on
merchant. But Aspi comes into the pitch. Megs Mings. Also, Leon Bailey. God. I'll talk about him soon. Aspilicueta, Megs Mings, gives the ball to Lukaku. I swear to God, I did not think there was a window to shoot there. But my gunman gunned. Did what needed to be done.
Okay.
My God, that goal was immense. You get. I was just like, Ya Allah, we have a striker. Oh, God, tears in my eyes. But Lukaku himself, last thing about the game, says that the only thing that made that goal possible was who? Winning my team. You even need to respect my runner. It's like he cannot go, so he running. Oh, God. No. Werner ran and dragged, was it the defender that was on him? I think that was Konsa or Matikash, I'm not sure who. But the player followed him, and then like just that run alone opened space in behind all of them for Lukaku to get the ball. It's a hard chance, in my opinion, but he makes it work. Two goals in his first game in Stamford Bridge on his return, really great for him. I'm positive that he's going to have a good season, barring like injuries and any obstacles, so... I'm excited about that. When I go here, when
see that keeper keep for Newcastle, me they check him. That guy, a Ronaldo fanboy.
I need a short ball through his legs.
Oh, the first ball, Greenwood shoots from outside the box. I swear, these boys are rude. Like, Bruno sees Ronaldo on the pitch, and Bruno is shooting from midfield. Like, I'm not kidding. Like,
don't worry, anything will happen. You go tap him.
Throwing, like, there's a throwing at in halfway line, and Bruno gets the ball and shoots. I'm like, what's wrong with you, bro? Greenwood is outside the box. Ronaldo is there expecting a cross. Everybody's expecting Greenwood to cross to Ronaldo. And Greenwood is like,
sure. Like, they left him so free.
That's
the last thing we're going to talk about for the United game. They left him free. Like, the same thing he did against Everton. He just let, and then he rolls the ball up, looks at you, looks at the keeper, shoot from there.
And he shot, keeper misplay. Like, Ronaldo starts moving immediately, Greenwood shoots. Like, why are you moving when they shoot?
Predator. Like, that's what he is, man.
The man is like, this keeper will fumble up. And he's there, taps it in, shamelessly. See.
Last of the Premier League games that matter to us. There's one today, but we don't care. They are not climbing the table. I mean, we care a little. It's Everton. I have Dini. But Liverpool, who did they play? Leeds. Liverpool, Leeds.
Salah, 100.
Somebody on Twitter said, hey, Chelsea, have you seen how to play with red card? Because Leeds were attacking with red card.
Bielsa is a madman.
Some people never learn. I don't know.
You did not play. You played United with complete level.
And they were cooking.
You play Highline, they cook you.
You get a red card and you don't think, shit, let's just relax, bro.
No,
limit it. Focus on our goal difference. They cook them. I need to sell Rafinha, that's what I need to do.
That's the thing with Leeds.
I heard they were playing well, they were moving the ball around.
Bielsa knows that, like, if he catches the small teams, he's going to cook them. So, like, he gives him that leeway.
Let's just have fun against the big teams. Win or lose.
If you lose six games in a
season, and then, like, you manage to get 40, you can get over 40 points from the others. That's 60 available points, no?
So, like, they're just there. Like, they can just give these fans belief. By playing good football against Liverpool.
Mo Salah, 100 goals now.
Premier League goals.
God, that brother is inevitable.
I'm just happy he's going to AFCON soon.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Like, there's really no AFCON players except Wan-Bissaka in my team. So, that December period.
Mine is Mendy.
I need Salah, AFCON.
Mine is Mendy, Ziyech, Hudson-Odoi. They didn't qualify?
No, they qualified, but he has a current problem with
the national team.
He faked an injury.
Oh, but he's wearing a literal arm brace. I mean, he can play for us with it, but maybe he just didn't want to risk.
He didn't want to.
And time for... I don't respect it that he didn't go, but...
The thing is, they were playing friendly, bro. What do you expect? It's friendly. Why do you need Ziyech for friendly?
Can't call Hakim Mastor. It's Hakim too. Oh God. Anyway, Trent Alexander-Arnold. Did you see the discourse on the TL about playing him as a midfielder?
Club answered
them best. Who plays the best right back in the world as a midfielder?
Why Kimmich does it with Kimmich?
Because they have who?
Pavard.
Don't worry. The Kimmich move was logical. He was basically playing the DM from right there. That's not the point. The point is that Trent Alexander-Arnold is a right back. Certain schools of thought think he should move because he has the technical ability, because he started playing there as a midfielder.
If you move Alexander-Arnold to midfield, his greatest asset is his crossing. In midfield, he doesn't have that space.
From a central area, your crosses are going far. Yeah.
Leaving for that right back when they spam crosses. So
he's really good at his job, man.
Leaving for right back.
Had an assist in the last game. I hear that Mane missed a bunch of chances.
I say Mane's real age is catching up with him.
Please, I'm not one to for Mane slander, but that brother is looking sauce.
That nigga looking so. I can't believe Madrid wanted to sign him at some point.
Because he's that good.
Like, that's how good he is.
All right. Now we're done with the Premier League, in my opinion. Joint top of the table, the Inagba Bros.
Goal difference.
Shout out to the rest. We'll see people at the end of the line. How many good defense? So we move to Europe.
Terem.
We start with Terem Murphy.
Terem Hive.
Hello.
God.
I know we've been away for a while, but we're back.
We're back.
Terem versus four defenders.
Terem said, "Una never brag in a while. Una take this one."
That's my gunman in France.
That's like the boy said.
And that was an assist. It wasn't like he bulldozed through that whole team.
He saw three defenders. He just took one on and saw three people in a cluster.
I'm
gonna put the ball there.
I just went
and bulldozed them, turned them, passed the ball. Even the striker that scored was shook that the ball came to him.
Wow. And even the striker's job was still difficult because the finish in the end was top bins. So that was a very impressive goal. And it was against Leo. So it wasn't it was against the current champions.
And then he scores the winner, 87th
minute. He's going to leave Lorient this season. If he doesn't leave in January. Yeah.
Brentford probably doesn't.
XG. I don't intend to come to Brentford.
Brentford, they're looking XG.
Terem's trajectory is higher than The problem with England is that they don't care about you, bro. Aston Villa signed Leon Bailey. That nigga came out making people at his own corner kick flag. Legwork that removed Rudiger from my TV. I'm so sorry, Hustle, but Premier League doesn't care. Like, anybody can afford you. That's what it is. Yeah. I don't want him to come to England. Yeah, we've said it now. Second season, I'm happy he didn't move. I hoped that he would move to a bigger team in France. I'm happy he didn't move as well. That works.
I want to see Terem in a Lyon setup.
You want Lyon? I want Dortmund.
See, like Terem.
If Dortmund sell Haaland, I'm thinking like buy Murphy. I know that he's not like he's. I'm not going to say he's no Haaland. You will never hear that from me.
He's Terem, bro.
He's Terem Murphy, exactly. So you're going to get goals. You're going to get
strength.
You're going to get pace. You're going to get technical ability that is not. It doesn't. It's not heralded, but it's great.
Have you watched Leon this season?
What's happening?
They are missing that Memphis Depay thing. You know, like Depay used to play as their striker, so like Depay has that strength to like.
Murphy would make a killing.
Control the ball.
At Leon, you're right.
Pass and move, and you score goals.
Leon, let's say that we did not help you, Atalanta. Let's say we did not help you.
See Terem.
They're going to buy you. Don't be wasting your life. Sell Zapata now, sell him back Terem. So that I can start watching Terem on Syria. I cannot be streaming Uber Eats.
I'm going to say, Terem starts this season, 5 games, 4 goals and
an assist. Yeah, two goals, two assists. That's very impressive. Terem carrying L'Oreal again. We're eating.
It's Terem FC.
It's Terem FC, yeah. Just change the name of the club.
Just give him the
shout out to Terem, Nigeria. Don't waste my time. Don't irritate me. Call him up.
Yeah, he was called up last time.
I mean, I want AFCON
ball. AFCON ball. See, make Terem come play ball for AFCON. In the streets
of Monrovia. Monrovia ball. Straight next to the Civil War Remembrance site. I don't want any other way. We go to Spain.
What is this man in Madiba Stadium?
Madiba, let him focus. Let's put the AFCON in South Africa. Where is the AFCON this year?
I don't know.
Who gives a shit? We're just going to play AFCON ball,
it's
no?
AFCON ball.
Shout out to Real Madrid and Benzema.
Hmm. Benzema said trick. Messi gone. Ronaldo gone.
I'm the captain.
I'm the captain now.
Madrid played. The game was iffy because I was watching it. And there was periods in the game where they were not there. But once they came in. Please, what was the final result?
Madrid
5-2. Fuck! So that. Jesus. Yeah, exactly! Because I saw 2-1. And I was looking at Edu Camavinga is in Madrid now.
Camavinga said he lost on my debut.
Camavinga, goal, 6 minutes into his debut. Karim Benzema hat trick. Eden Hazard looking good as well.
I feel like when Hazard starts scoring this season, it'll be hard to stop him because he's looking sharp. He's looking like that Hazard where carry Chelsea.
I don't want to play them in Champions League again. I'm not lie. I don't know what happened last time. They were maybe, who knows? I don't know. But I don't want to play them again. They should keep them as far away from me as possible. Erling Haaland?
He's
Zlatan Ibrahimovic?
He's Cameroon. AFCON is in Cameroon.
He's in Cameroon. Ah.
Just very close to
Yaoundé. I could just enter boats from Calabasas or something. Go watch AFCON. 250 boat. Go watch AFCON. Shout out to. Oh, but Zlatan is still scoring at 40.
You need to stop that man.
No, we don't. Don't worry, his body will stop eventually. Yeah,
look at this. So, like, I saw his stats. Ronaldo at 21, 47 goals. Messi at 21, 55 goals. Erling Haaland at 21.
60 what?
154.
Fuck! And the guy's on 60 something or 60 something.
Why do you have 100 career goals at 21?
It's a generational talent that we've discussed this.
Look at it this way. He started his career at 18. Let's say he started at 18. Salzburg. 3 years, 154 goals.
That's actually very impressive.
So, like, we're looking at 50 goals a year. And this year never finished.
He's going to leave Dortmund. I don't know if he leaves in January.
January, somebody will announce that they have signed. They have agreed,
but the thing is that are they triggering the release clause to sign him in this summer or immediately?
If you sign Haaland, remember, like, there's no longer the rule of the champ. If you can't play the Champions League for two teams, the first person that, like, they tested that route out and pay for it Erling Haaland.
Yeah, he so did move.
He moved from Salzburg during the group stage and went to Dortmund.
If you sign Haaland, if I'm you, I placate Dortmund. I'm like, okay.
No, hold on to summer.
I'm not a wicked person.
Hold on to summer.
Just enjoy your last 6 months. I'll see you. Don't enjoy me. I'll see you next season. That's a lie. I'm buying him straight flush. Lukaku Haaland front two. Harvest
like,
behind
there
them.
There's no way, like, if you sign Haaland on a Friday, you should be starting on Saturday morning.
Just jog around the stadium. Yeah. Do push up.
Announce him on Friday, make him just land for England on Friday.
Just drive him to the stadium.
Say, take Jesse. Telling me, if Haaland did bench, the other defenders will be scared. They don't want to pull.
So, who are these people that are benching Haaland? These are the questions.
If you put Haaland on the bench, the defenders will be too focused on saving their energy for Haaland. They don't go mad the other people.
Yes, UCL starts.
Hey.
We shall end the Champions League. Those of you that are not in with
I'm
us.
Sorry for you.
Sorry.
Arsenal.
It's you we're talking about.
Guys, young boys, the captain of young boys came out and said, we are not going to sit back. We want to attack Manchester United. And I'm like, I beg, don't. It's very simple.
Who's Chelsea playing? Zenit?
Yes.
Chelsea playing Zenit, United, young boys. Who is playing AC Milan? Is it Barca that's playing AC Milan? I can't really remember the groups, man. I remember them, bro.
Like, our Champions League group is something Ronaldo do usually defeat.
So, we will discuss the Champions League after the Champions League and then we'll do a build-up to the next. So, we're going to have another episode in a few days. It's looking... I don't know if we can keep the UCL stuff till after.
So, like, the games, Sevilla-Salzburg.
Sevilla-Salzburg? Uh-huh. Sevilla should win that.
Young Boys United. 5:45. What the hell?
I don't watch your ball.
How could they play ball?
Next fixture, please.
Lille.
Mm-hmm.
Why are Lille Wolfsburg playing by 8?
That's a Europa ass game.
But Young Boys United is 5:45.
I think it's because of Ben. I think it's yeah, Young Boys home. Maybe there's no light in Australia.
Villarreal Atalanta.
Another Europa ass game.
Chelsea Zenit.
Mm-hmm. Malmo Juve.
Baka Bayern.
That is the game.
Thomas Muller said,
we are ready for Barcelona.
And then he tagged
them. Like,
we are ready. This boy is...
Muller is cocky. I love it. He's confident.
He's not even that old.
That's the real problem with Muller. You forget that Muller is... Because he's been around for a minute. You forget that Thomas Muller is not that
81.
Old. Yeah. Exactly. So he's still here. Lewandowski is still here. Musiala.
Hey,
Serge Gnabry. Sané.
Hey,
Jesus
God.
God.
Pray for Baka.
Baka could do alright. I believe in Memphis. Captain Memphis of Catalonia. Yeah.
Memphis, Messi, don't go.
I'm happy for him because of how difficult his career was like after leaving PSV to United. I don't know what it is about the Premier League that it just makes it tests you, your confidence, your belief in yourself. So I'm really happy that he's back at the highest level and carrying Baka nonetheless. So that's great. So are those all the games?
Club Brugge, PSG, Atletico, Porto, Inter Milan, Real Madrid.
I'm sorry for my education. I'll read the books on Thursday. Champions League. It's going to be mad.
Yeah.
I don't want to take predictions because
Liverpool Milan.
Yeah, that's the game. I knew that somebody was playing Milan. Yeah.
Oh God!
It's
Ibrahimovic, Van Dijk.
It's going to be a lot to watch. So I'm just going to observe the first week and see how it goes. I don't know. Yeah, I was going to ask you to ask me, but I'm just going to answer. I don't know that Chelsea can defend the Champions League this season.
The only people that can defend Champions League is Real Madrid.
But I'm expecting a showing.
I expect us
to qualify. I expect us to make it to at least the quarterfinals, semis.
Play PSG.
Doesn't matter. Oh boy, one thing I know about football is that on the day, we think go happen. We like pack God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit in your team.
I've discovered what PSG are doing. PSG are doing? Like, they are putting Messi in the like their league game sparring league. Like, they are keeping him fresh for the Champions League. You know this, like, you know they literally signed Messi for the Champions League.
We'll see now. All that talk, they'll be so cooked. If
PSG don't win it at this point now, at this point, it's not the coach again. Tuchel tried. Port also tried. But, like,
we shall see. The UCL is coming.
What's in the world? Why is Europa? The team named Sheriff in the
Sheriff Limassol?
Oh, God. They are playing there in Real Madrid's group.
He's not a gambler. I will not know them. Don't worry. We know you, bros. Thanks for all the good life.
Real Madrid will kill this boy.
That's been fun. So, thank you guys for listening to the kids. We say let's take a, you know, breather and just relax and discuss without cocaine.
Anybody.
Thank you guys for listening. Adam, please say thank you to your kids.
Thank you guys.
To listening. Your fans. We are almost to 2K. So please like, share, and subscribe. There's a subscribe function for all your platforms. So we are out on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Radio City, Google Podcasts, Anchor.
I need to say this thing.
Adam needs to say something.
I don't like what United and social media admin is doing.
He hasn't tweeted about Ronaldo?
No, like, the boy, they wait. And, like, he would tweet and say, preparing for tag the club and put Ronaldo's picture.
That's just bare bullying.
What the hell?
I'm dead.
On our way to the champion, on our way to bed to play as young boys, you see Ronaldo, they bought play. What is it?
He actually got Ronaldo. You know what? We'll discuss it after the pod. Thank you guys for listening. Please do share, subscribe, and the whole shebang. We love you all. Fans, me, people that are here for, clearly here for my voice. Yeah, like, great. We'll see you next week. Say bye-bye, Adam. I cannot be talking like this in one-man pod. Thank you, guys. And good night.